Nolte, Nixon-esque neat launches witch hunt to find leaker of embarrassing Gaza story. By John Nolte on March 1, 2024. Without irony, the far-left New York Times has launched a Nixonian witch hunt to track down the leaker of an embarrassing story about the leftist outlet's Gaza coverage, okay, more like lack of coverage. Vanity Fair reported, emphasis original. In late January, The Intercept reported that the Times had planned to air an episode of The Daily weeks earlier that was based on a December Times investigation, led by Pulitzer Prize winner Jeffrey Gettleman and co-authored by freelancers Anat Schwartz and Adam Sella, about how Hamas weaponized sexual violence in the October attack on Israel. But the paper shelved that episode amid a furious internal debate about the strength of the paper's original reporting on the subject, according to The Intercept, which noted that a new script was drafted that offered major caveats, allowed for uncertainty, and asked open-ended questions that were absent from the original article, which presented its findings as definitive evidence of the systematic use of sexual violence as a weapon of war. The Intercept's Daniel Boguslav and Ryan Grimm suggested that producers and the paper faced a conundrum: run a version that hews closely to the previously published story and risk republishing serious mistakes, or publish a heavily toned-down version, raising questions about whether the paper still stands by the original report. So the same New York Times that couldn't wait to lie about evil Israel bombing a hospital in poor little Gaza is suddenly all careful in its reporting about the Israel-Hamas war. This stuff only ever falls one way, and that's to benefit leftists and Jew haters. It's highly unusual for the Times to conduct a leak investigation, with multiple staffers saying this is the first such internal probe they can recall taking place, adds Vanity Fair. It's not something we do, one staffer told Vanity Fair. That kind of witch hunt is really concerning. So the same New York Times that spent years lying to us about this Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. John Fetterman is healthy hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The Alpha Bank hoax. Is suddenly all, oh, gee, Muffy, we better get this Gaza story correct. Let's not risk airing something incorrect about Islamic terrorists. But the key piece of news is that the Daily podcast only intended to verbalize a report already published in the Times, by a Pulitzer winner. The podcast did not want to re-report that reporting about how Hamas used sexual violence to terrorize thousands of innocent Israelis on October 7th. So let's stop with the bullshit. Unless the Times starts publishing retractions in the original story, which it has not, we all know what happened, the tail wags the dog over there. The Times needs its far-left base of subscribers to survive and fears it will lose subscribers if the podcast tells the truth the left refuses to hear. That Israel and Jews are the ongoing victims of horrors unseen since the Holocaust at the hands of Hamas. Here's how the tail gained control over the dog. Under the belief advertising revenue would never stop, the Times spent decades smugly alienating normal people with its left-wing propaganda. But then the advertising revenue stopped, and the Times found that the only people who would pay for its propaganda were the only readership it had left, far-left extremists. And when you depend on Jew-hating extremists to survive, you must serve them, appease them, tell them what they want to hear, and never ever ever offend them. My guess is that the reader backlash over the original published piece was so fierce that the Times backed off doubling down on the podcast. It's also a safe guess that all the Jew haters on the Times' staff contributed to this backlash. Bottom line, the Times is in the same situation Joe Biden is in. Democrats accepted all those Jew haters in Michigan as part of their coalition. And after the horrors of October 7 forced Biden to come out in support of Israel, he's in real danger of losing Michigan in 2024, and with it his re-election. This is called the devil coming for his due. But the best part? An institution that claims to be a newspaper is hunting down leakers like Nixon. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jmnault@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.